He is faithful. If you'd like to, if you have your scriptures, turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, we're going to read verses 15 to 21. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Boy, howdy. Just my own little comment, so that's not in there. Would you agree, though, that the days are evil? Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not be drunk or get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That's the troublesome verse right there. Lord, I do thank you for your word. I thank you for the privilege. I pray that you'd open our hearts and our ears to hear what you would have us hear, Lord, in your name. Amen. It is a fact that our emotions, our attitudes have a tremendous effect upon the rest of our body, the rest of our lives. Our attitudes can either help us or hurt us. For example, someone who harbors bitterness in their lives, in their hearts, in their attitudes, usually results in a variety of health issues, high blood pressure and the likes. Some things extremely serious, like strokes, heart attacks, bitterness. Anger has a very detrimental effect upon our physical being, but also upon our spiritual being as well. A desire for revenge, and harboring that desire for revenge, or living with a chip on our shoulder, truly will lead to unfortunate circumstances. It is a downward spiral, and it starts with our attitudes. It starts with our heart. Jesus said, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. The psalm says, as a man thinks, so is he. Your attitudes are paramount. Your attitudes are paramount to your well-being. On the other hand, from anger or bitterness, if we can live in peace and forgiveness and grace, then extending grace to others as we have received grace from God, it will have a tremendous benefit on us. It will also have a benefit for those around us. Of these positive attitudes, the attitude of gratitude is very, very important. It probably holds the greatest of benefits to us if we can stay grateful, if we can stay thankful. This morning, we want to deal with a fundamental principle of living. God asks that we remain faithful. Always, always giving thanks, in verse 20, to God the Father for everything. Always giving thanks. And he's already admitted that the days are evil. So it is not attached to our circumstance. It's not attached to anything other than God is great and greatly to be praised. It's all attached to where is your attention focused? Giving thanks to God. Giving thanks to God. if we can live in a state of thankfulness. It will not only provide physical benefits to us, but spiritual blessings as well. Mental strength as well. So how do we keep Thanksgiving going and staying in a state of thankfulness? Well, Paul does offer some practical suggestions. Suggestions that I have tried to apply to my life, and I have found to be applicable. It works. It works. In verse 19 of Ephesians 5, speak to one another with psalms and hymns and songs of the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. You know, music and singing is a potent weapon in your battle for attitude. Paul suggests that we sing to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Each one of these psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, is a unique thing, but each of these are positive. Each of these will influence our mood. Now, you can disqualify things like gloom, despair, and agony on me. That's not going to improve. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery, that is neither a psalm or a hymn or a spiritual song. But they are unique one from another. Great songs that we sing. When he speaks of psalms, we sing many songs in our church that are psalms. Rejoice for the steps of a righteous man. They are ordered of God. They are ordered of God. That's a psalm. As the deer panteth after water, so my soul longeth for thee. Sing unto the Lord a new song. We kind of change it a little bit and say, for God is great. He gives us chocolate cake. But it brings joy. It brings thankfulness to us to sing these psalms one to another. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. They're psalms. All of these will lift our spirits, will lighten our heart, will turn our attention toward God. You know what? These psalms, as we sing them, will make us or help to make us thankful. The second form of song are hymns. He is speaking of songs of the church, and for us, it's songs like Victory in Jesus. There's power, power, power in the blood. At Calvary. The old rugged cross. These bring thankfulness while they turn our attention toward Him and what God has done in our lives. I encourage you to sing a hymn of the church. It'll make you thankful. Third kind of song Paul suggests are spiritual songs. Songs like what we just sang, Father God. Songs like Jesus Messiah. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Once again, these will adjust our attitude. They will bring our attention back to Christ. They will put a spring in our step. They will make us thankful. You say, well, I can't sing. Well, amen. Perhaps I can't remember the words. If you can't remember the words, hum the tune. Allow the Holy Spirit, it does say to be filled with the Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to sing the song through you. Amen. I have an ear over here somewhere. If you can't sing, then make a joyful noise to the Lord. One of the great qualities of Jennifer. You do realize she cannot sing. She can't hold a tune in a bucket. She can't do it. She willingly admits it. Don't fear, she will not be offended when she hears this. She confesses it, her parents confess it, her brother confesses it. Everybody confesses Jennifer cannot carry a tune. That doesn't stop her. I hear her in the shower singing at the top of her lungs. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. And I think she is in every key. She does not stay in the same key. It blesses my heart because she's singing to Him. She does not care if I'm listening or not. She's singing to King Jesus. An audience of one. And I absolutely believe that she often gets a standing ovation from Him. Because you know what? When we sing separately or as we sing as a congregation, it's not about the notes, guys. It's not about the performance, guys. It's about the heart of worship. It's about the worship. Do you realize that we can't sing anything like what the angels can do? It's nothing like what the angels do, but God desires to hear us pour our hearts out in worship. Praise God. I know when the kids were small, they'd come home with those recorders. Oh, for crying out loud. It sounded like a cat was being scolded. But as a loving papa, come play the song for me. And with joy, I would listen to that scalded cat. And you know what? God's the same way. God's the same way. Make melody in your heart. It will do you good. It will make you thankful. Verse 20 contains four significant phrases we should consider. The first is always. Always. The second is for all things. The third is unto God. The final is in the name of Jesus. Always to God, Lord Jesus, for all things. The Bible does not suggest that everything is good. You were never promised that every circumstance would be favorable. Jesus does not say we are to rejoice in evil. Instead, we face insults and hardships and persecutions. We rely on God's power to overcome. And He says, give God thanks for all circumstances. Because God's power, God's strength, God's faithfulness is consistent through all circumstance, regardless of how painful it might be. You realize that we suffer at times to cause us to grow. Not to be thankful that we're suffering, but thankful for what God is doing in the midst of our suffering. Sometimes He causes us to suffer or allows us to suffer so that those around us can be drawn closer to God. Well, praise God. If I, as a result of my suffering, somebody gets saved, bring it on. Bring it on. For what is a soul worth? If you're tempted, perhaps, to complain about the high heating bill, and boy, I do at times, why do they have to charge so much for the electric? Perhaps instead of complaining about that, perhaps we should be thankful for the warmth it'll provide through a cold winter. Someone been angry with you lately? Perhaps be thankful that someone cares enough to be angry with you. The truth is that if you choose to, you can find something to be thankful for in every situation. If you choose to. But you know what? The choice is yours. The choice is yours. However, I'll say this, being thankful and living in that attitude is so much more pleasant than the alternative. Being thankful is so much more pleasant than being grumpy. Amen. For both you and those around you. Amen. When AJ was little, he would get up and he would be grumpy at times. And I would say to him, AJ, you have a choice. You can't change the circumstance in your life, but you can choose to put a smile on your heart, to thank God that you woke up another day, and for the strength and the resource and the wisdom to live that day. But the choice is yours, and you'll have a much better day if you choose to be thankful and to put that smile on your heart. Sometimes he would choose to do so, and sometimes he'd walk out the door grumpy. Same is true of you. You can choose, but I would encourage you, because putting a smile on your heart and being thankful will give you a much, much better day. And it'll also be more pleasant for those around you. Sometimes when he would choose not to put a smile on his heart, he'd choose to be grumpy. I was actually thankful when he went to school. Don't look at me like that. You're the same. You like being around grumpy people? No. I have known people that when the morning paper comes, the first thing they do is read the obituary to see who has died. Perhaps you should look at the obituary and then thank God that your name's not there. You see, there's always something to be thankful for. Now we have this one more verse, verse 21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Submitting to one another will produce an attitude of thanksgiving. T.B. Maston has suggested that if we voluntarily surrender ourselves for the sake of others and the good of the Christian community and for the glory of God, it will cause us to be thankful. It will adjust our attitudes if we willingly submit. However, for submission to be effective, we must accept that submission is an attitude and not a role. Submission is an attitude and not a role. Submission can be a great instrument of joy if we do so willingly. At times we have to submit and we don't want to, but we're forced to submit, and there's no joy and it does not cause thanksgiving. But if we can choose to willingly submit, then it can be an instrument of joy and thanksgiving as we submit with a great attitude as unto the Lord. Staying thankful. Perhaps you've heard the story of a man who had a dream. And in that dream, there were two rooms. And in the first room, there was a huge banquet set up, and the room was filled with people who had been invited to feast together, and there was a multitude of delicious things sitting on the table, waiting for them to enjoy. However, their arms had been tied in such a way that they could not bend their elbows. So they were starving. Because although it was right there in front of them, they could not access it. Misery, grumpiness, discontent was the result. The second room was adorned with food like the first, and was also filled with people like the first, and also had a tremendous amount of food for them to enjoy. Likewise, their elbows were tied in such a way that they were straight. However, in this room, there was laughter and joy and thanksgiving because they had begun to feed one another. As we submit and serve one another, it is a source of joy and thankfulness and community and godliness. And this is God's desire for us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I just thank you this morning.